Kids for Love. It's a project, a mission, and a radio show. Join Deborah Beauvais as she highlights her young co-hosts. Listen to their inspirational stories in starting nonprofits and their life work to help other kids in need. We'll learn from these conscious kids how serving others can heal our own lives while spreading love to the masses. We invite you to join in for spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start your own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Kids for Love show. I'm Deborah Beauvais, host and founder of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. If you haven't heard about us or tuning in for the first time, we are a global syndicated internet radio station. You can find us most anywhere, any platform that you have, whether it's mobile, whether it's online, whether it's Alexa, asking her to play. And we are also the media partner for the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Well, we have a fun show for you today. As you know, with the Kids for Love, I also have the Kids for Love Project, and where we teach kids about love and unity and really respecting their own bodies, and we do a little meditation and all kinds of things. And then the show is part of all of that. And then we also have the Paper Doll Kids book. It's my first children's book, also written with Janine Sullivan. And it also includes a song that you can find on iTunes that was, the lyrics were written by Janine, and the song was produced by Bob Sherwood, who is our producer. So the book is takes the reader on an adventure, and while instilling interest in service projects, action through compassion, planting seeds, and nurturing positive change, there's even a magical ring with a universal message. It's really fun, and we also bring attention to endangered animals across the world. So anyone can get the Kindle book right on Amazon, and you can also give it as a gift to others. You can buy it for others. So getting to my special guest, actually, the song, the Kids for Love song, was sung by four of my youngest grandchildren, and three of them are on the show today. We have Drayla Sequera, who is 11 years old. We have Kara Iafredi, who is 9. And we have Taylin Sequera, who is 8. And they actually sang the song, and we'll talk more about that later. But they all wanted to share some writings that they have created and what's on their mind. And I have to say that I'm pretty impressed with these young kids, and these are my grandchildren, but kids in general, that know about climate change and endangered animals, and they're active. I always say it's compassion and action. So, but they really want to make a difference, and I'm just so excited about that. So first we're going to introduce Drayla, and welcome to the show, Drayla.
Hi. Today I'm going to be reading Save the Earth by Drayla Sequera. Trashing the Earth. The Earth is about 4.6 billion years old. Some people think they can pollute the air or litter. You might think a little trash on the ground can't hurt, but a little turns into a lot. People have to understand that soon there will be no more Earth. The plants, animals, and other living things will be dead. Next time some trash is on the ground, pick it up and throw it away. And next time you see someone litter, tell them not to be a little litter bug.
Very good. I love that. So now, how did you learn about, you know, people trashing and things of that sort?
Well, I learned it at school and stuff like that.
So what can kids teach their parents? Because, you know, sometimes the kids are the teachers. So what can they say to their parents to help their siblings and the parents themselves not to ever throw anything outside of the car, or if you're taking a walk, not even if it's like a protein bar wrapper, we never want to trash up the land.
Well, they can tell them to not litter, and if they see something on the ground, they can pick it up and just throw it away.
Good, good. And it's easier today, I think, because we do recycling and things of that sort, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so now let's introduce our next. And thank you, Drayla. We'll get back to you, and I have some other questions. But let's talk with Kara, who's 9, Kara Iafredi. And Kara, you're going to be talking about what concerns you, which are the polar bears, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so please share.
So some people ask why polar bears are in danger. Polar bears are endangered because of ongoing and potential loss of their sea ice habitat, resulting from climate change. Polar bears are also in danger because of global warming caused by holes in the ozone layer, oil and gas mining, and the reduction of seals available to eat in their habitat.
Thank you for sharing that, Kara. So how did you hear about the polar bears and what's happening with them?
I learned some of it in books and some of it at school and stuff.
Okay. And so what can the other kids do to help the polar bears? Do you have any ideas?
They can stop hunting them and stop global warming.
And what is, for those out there, do you know what global warming is?
It's like climate change and like when it heats up too fast and stuff like that.
Right. And the habitat gets so warm that the polar bears struggle to survive because
yes.
They're so used to being in the ice cold.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening to a lot of our animals, our animal friends across the world, is the habitat is changing and so they have a hard time surviving. Other things happen too, which Drayla's going to tell us later. So thank you for that, Kara. And now the next person is Taylan Iafredi. And, Taylan Sequeira. And she's going to share about the frog. And before you speak about the frog, is it a certain kind of frog? The kids listening may want to know, is it a brown one? Is it a...
It is not a certain kind of frog. It's like all frogs.
Thank you. Okay.
Endangered frog. Frog pollution. Frogs are dying out. This is happening because people are using stuff that frogs need to survive, like how they are polluting air, and the pollution in the air can spread to the swamps, lakes, and rivers that frogs live in. And the polluted water can get in frogs like chemicals, and it makes the babies inside the eggs have strange features. Okay, that was my first chapter.
Okay, thank you, Taylan. So when you think about it, chemicals aren't good for humans. And if it's not good for, if they're not good for humans, they certainly aren't good for our animal friends, one being all the frogs, right?
Yes.
Yes, and if you remember, in the summertime, Dee Dee's pool, as soon as a frog comes in, because we're out in the country, as soon as a frog comes into the pool, we scoop him up so he doesn't get harmed with the chemicals. Mm-hmm. So, especially if they're just in, fresh. So, do you have... Let me ask you, do you have a special kind of frog that you like? I do. I have certain ones. Do you like certain ones?
Well, I kind of like the black ones with the blue polka dots and green tree frogs.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So now, do you know, sometimes when kids are young, they might torment a frog or do something even worse, what would you say to the kids that want to harm the frogs?
I would say stop harming frogs. They're just like us and they're going to die out soon.
Right. Yes. Well, thank you for that. I want to ask you all, what can we do, each one of us, even adults, what can we do to help the climate change? Does anyone have an idea?
I do.
And you are?
Drayla.
Drayla, yes. Go ahead, Drayla.
So we can, like, stop global warming and look into it and research about it and help to stop it.
Very good. The point you're making is really education. We need to learn about it, and a lot of people might not take the time, nor they might not, look into things in a deeper way as to what they can do. I think a lot of times we can do things, and maybe one of the other kids, Tara or Taylan, have read about what we could do, each one of us. Is it something we can do in our own homes?
As I said, polar bears are endangered because of ongoing and potential loss of sea ice habitat resulting from climate change.
Very good. Very good. So, okay. So let's go back to Drayla, because you have more to share about the planet.
Yes. So this chapter is Save the Animals. Animals have been on planet Earth for a long time. People think they are just things that don't have feelings. They are really rude to them. Animals are almost like us. Some people start forest fires that wreck their habitats or cut down trees. Also, some people kill animals not only for meat, but for tusks, furs, and other things. If you are one of those people, then stop and think about animals. Are just like us. They are living things. Save the animals.
I love that chapter, Drayla. And you know why? Because there's so much that we can do to help the animals. And have you heard about the fires in Australia?
Yes. I heard that the forest fires have been, like, knocking down trees and koalas and other things that live in trees, and even things that don't live in trees could get smushed by them, and they could lose their habitat.
Right. Very good. That's excellent. And the thing is, too, to continue on that theme, that they are finding that so many of the koala bears in Australia in that area have perished that they're now endangered. And so they need to save as many as they can so that they can survive and really be there for our pleasure to watch for the next generations. So now going back to Drayla's chapter there, you also talk about how people are taking the husk of and the rhino horns and different things, and I think it's education again, and that people really see, like you're saying, Drayla, how important the animals are. We're all part of the same ecosystem, this all nature. We're all connected. And I think if we harm them, we harm ourselves.
Yes.
Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would.
And let's ask this question. Do you think the animals came before the people when everything first started?
Yes.
Drayla, you go first.
Me?
Yes.
I think animals came first because dinosaurs are really, really, really old, but they got extinct.
Yes. Kara, what are your thoughts on that? Do you think people came before the animals or vice versa?
No, I think the animals, just like Drayla.
Yeah, and how about you, Taylan? Do you have any thoughts on that topic?
I think it because animals were here billions of years ago. They were here before we even were born.
Very good. That's good that you said billion, Taylan, because it has been. And do you girls think that because of the changes of the habitat millions and billions years ago, that that's why we don't have dinosaurs anymore? Do you think
It
just all changed?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then another idea that comes to me is, do you think lizards are dinosaurs in the same family? They're small?
Yeah.
I think that because they're, how you said, like, they're small, but they're both, dinosaurs are sort of like big, really big animals, just like, they're sort of like reptiles.
Yes, yes, they're in that same category, as one would say. Well, we're coming up on a break, and I want to let everyone know that the Kids for Love radio show is heard every Wednesday, 4 a.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern Time, as well as Saturday, 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time. You can get now, just recently, we announced the Paper Doll Kids e-book or Kindle. You can actually get it either on the Dream Vision 7 site, which is dreamvisions7radio.com, or you can go right on Amazon and put Paper Doll Kids in there, and up will come the Amazon Kindle that you can purchase. And then the song, the Kids for Love song, can be found on iTunes or CD Baby. And we recently, actually it was one of the girls, the kids, that told me that it's on YouTube as well. So that's fun. And if anyone else that's listening that would like to call in and be a guest on the Kids for Love Project show, you can call Deborah at 508-226-1723. And I would also, we have a kids blog. And if you're a younger person, you can have your mom email me And there's all kinds of questions on the blog that your mom can show you, and you can answer some of those questions. We just have the first name and what state you're from or what country, but you can contribute to add that. There's a whole bunch of other kids, and that you can find on Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end, the number 7radio.com, and just at the top of the website you'll see Kids Blog. So we're going to be going for a break, and we'll be back in a moment more with Drayla Sequeira, Kara Iafredi, and we have Taylin Sequeira.
Invite the Kids for Love Project, an enrichment program, into your school, classroom, or wellness center. Kids for Love Project is focused on teaching kids unconditional love for self and others. The project is a journey into self-discovery. It consists of fun, creative tools to learn self-love, like I choose love, I am love, I stand in love, and utilizing one's energies with reconnective healing and tuning into one's intuition for inner guidance, plus connecting to our natural surroundings. Kids who hold love for self do not bully or harm others. Let's cultivate a kinder world that holds compassion for all. Teaching the power of love to our kids is the way. To learn more or to bring Kids for Love Project to your school, contact Deborah Beauvais, 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to our Kids for Love Project on Facebook.
After narrowly surviving the attack on Sandy Hook Elementary, first grade teacher Caitlin Roy DeBellis was left searching for answers that would never come. Eventually, she chose to focus on questions that could be answered. How do I make sure this tragedy doesn't define us? How do we get our control back? Those two questions led her to found the 501c3 nonprofit organization Classes for Classes. When gifts poured into their classroom, she decided they would help someone else by paying it forward and being kind. This developed into a social network which allows K-8 classrooms to connect so that every student in the United States can learn these crucial lessons. Classes for Classes' mission is to build students' social-emotional intelligence by connecting them to care. All C4C projects are crowdfunded. Any teacher in the U.S. can visit classesforclasses.org. That's classes, the number 4, classes.org. Sign up today.
Kids for Love. It's a project, a mission, and a radio show. And it's on the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Come join Deborah Beauvais and young co-hosts every Wednesday at 4 p.m. and 4 a.m. Eastern to celebrate kids making a difference. We invite kids to share stories of those helping others. And teachers can share new school programs that are creating harmony amongst the kids. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world. Kids for Love Project. Celebrating kids who are helping others.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids children's book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around 7 paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to the Kids for Love Project Radio Show. I'm Deborah Beauvais, the host. If there are kids out there that have a nonprofit or you're doing good deeds at your school or beyond, email me or have your mom and you can be on the show. It's Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, @ Dream Visions, S on the end, the number 7, radio.com. So I'm with Taylin, Kara, and Drayla, and we're talking about climate change, global warming, what we can do to help the planet, polar bears and frogs, and anything else that crops up. So let's go to Drayla. Do you have more to share about how to help the planet?
Yes.
Okay.
Pollination. There are many ways for pollination, like self-pollination, water, wind, humans, and animals. Pollination makes food and makes more flowers, which helps bees make more honey. Honey is used for many different things, which helps people, bees, and other animals survive. If we did not have pollination, we would have a hard time to survive.
You know, that I'm so surprised that you know these things. Yes, people don't realize that if there were no bees, there would be no pollination. If there were no flowers, the bees were here, we still wouldn't have food. And it's all designed. The whole planet has been designed for everything to survive nicely. And without one piece of it, we're kind of in trouble. So have you heard what's been happening with the bees? And do you know if it's getting better in the last couple of years, Drayla?
I haven't heard much, but I think it's getting a little worse.
Okay. Because you know what happens sometimes, especially in the country, you might have a whole bunch of bees and you don't want to get stung. And so people kill them not realizing what they, you know, those bees may be the bumblebees that actually do the pollination.
Mm-hmm.
So what else is important to you, Drayla, when it comes to pollination? Are there other things besides the bees and the flowers?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right, so thank you for that. And now, Kara,
mm-hmm.
Do you have more to share about the polar bears?
Yes. Some people also ask, why are polar bears' population decreasing? The news comes from a new study linking the dramatic decline in this polar bear subpopulation in the Northeast, Alaska, and Canada, a loss of sea ice due to climate change. With less sea ice every year, polar bears and many other ice-dependent creatures are at risk.
Thank you. Because when you think about it, all the ice, I mean, I'm sure you know this, but all the ice that stays frozen in the Arctic forever, that's actually breaking off and melting. So there's less ice for the polar bears and even like the otters. And can you think of other animals that are in the Arctic and need that ice cold?
Like the orcas, maybe penguins and seals, and maybe a whale, more other whales and stuff.
Right. Why do you think it's important to save the animals, Kara?
Because if you don't, they'll become extinct, and since they're alive now, they do, like, sometimes they help us survive by, like, so you know how bees make the honey, they help us have honey and food, and some other animals help us have our some plants.
Very good. That's excellent. Wow. And Taylan, How about you? Do you think that the animals are important to the land?
Yes.
And why?
Because they give us food and they help us survive.
Yes, they do. And you know, it's amazing when you think about it. We don't even know, at least I don't know all the animals that are on the earth. There are some all kinds of exotic birds and things that I have never seen, and yet they're on earth, and they have, each one of them has a place. And even the different countries have different animals that are special, and unless we were to travel, we might see one. Do you find that interesting, Taylan, that each area of the world has different animals? Like, certainly an exotic bird wouldn't be able to survive outside up here in Boston, right?
Yeah.
So I always marvel about that. Do you have any thoughts around that topic?
Not really.
That's okay. That's okay. All right, so we are, let's talk about what people can do. What can someone do to not harm the animals? And I'll ask Drayla, because you've talked about people taking husks and things of that sort, and rhino horns and all. And you know why they're taking them, right?
It's yes.
Because they want to make money.
Yeah.
But my thinking is that we need to honor these animals, because again, they're all part of the ecosystem and we're part of it as well, and so we should find other ways to make money. Do you have any thoughts or ideas on that?
Yeah, we should find other ways, like working at jobs and stuff like that.
Right.
And selling other things that are not from animals.
It sounds like you're talking about being an entrepreneur. I don't know if you know that term, do you?
No.
An entrepreneur actually starts their own business and creates something that people will like, whether it's a product or service, but it's all about creativity and doing something to make a difference, and at the same time you're having fun.
Yes.
So, yes. So, let's see. So we are, well, let me ask you this, too. Let me ask Kara. What do you think other kids, now we talked about what parents can do, but what about kids? Say they're only 5 years old. What could they do to help the climate change or help pick up trash or any of those kinds of things?
Throw trash on the ground or anything like that. Or
not use much plastic.
Right.
And some people throw like plastic into the ocean, and like some turtles can think that they're food or something, so they go near them and they might get caught in them.
That's good. That's very good. You girls are really on top of things. I'm so surprised that you have all this knowledge within you. Speaking of the ocean, have you talked about or seen that ocean cleanup? It's a big arc and it goes out to the Pacific Ocean, and this this young guy from, I think, the Netherlands has created this and been working on it for years, but they had their first cleanup after doing their first, very first cleanup, I guess a year ago, wasn't successful. So they had to go back to Plan B and redo the design, and they had their first successful cleanup about a month ago. Did you hear about that?
No, but it sounds very cool.
Yes, it's some astronomical amount of plastic and garbage and everything that it picks it all up. And then what they're doing is they're giving it to different companies that can recycle it so they don't have big piles of trash somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. I cannot believe that he started when he was, I think, just 21 or something like that. But that's an amazing thing that somebody's doing out there and started at a young age.
Yep.
Yes. So we're coming up for another break. Everyone that's listening, share the show and let other kids. I've had kids that are 6 years old with nonprofits that really want to make a difference. And it's everything from doing good deeds like at nursing homes, singing, things of that sort, from giving clothes to kids that may not be able to purchase, backpacks, people that are making organic food. There's all kinds of kids that are doing wonderful things, and I'm so grateful. And I have to say that I'm very grateful to you girls, because you're really making a difference just being on the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'm really in gratitude that you're my grandchildren. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in a moment.
Okay.
It's a child's job to play, to learn, and to have fun. It's an adult's job to keep them safe. Did you know that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before the age of 18? Every day, families enter the Children's Advocacy Center because of child's courage to tell someone what happened to them. Keeping our children safe starts with a conversation. This is Michelle Aranger, Executive Director of the Children's Advocacy Center. Learn more on how to keep your child safe. Visit cacofbc.org. This message made possible by the Fall River Rotary Club.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids children's book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around 7 paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
Edicia is a U.S. nonprofit dedicated to the dream of ending childhood malnutrition for millions of children around the world. Through the manufacture of Plumpy Nut and other nutrient-rich, peanut-based ready-to-use foods, Edicia has already delivered life and hope to nearly 1 million children in over 26 developing countries. To find out how you can join Edicia's dream of ending childhood malnutrition, please visit ediciaglobal.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we are back, and we're going directly to Taylan, who wants to talk more about the phenomenal frog. Taylan?
Ruining their habitat. People are ruining the frog habitat. They are doing this by drying up swamps. They need to drain up swamps. That causes frogs to have no homes. That was my second question.
Okay. All right. And so now we're going to go right to Kara, because you have more to talk about the polar bear.
Some people can also ask, how many polar bears are left in the world? While hunting has long been an issue, global warming has done a number on polar bears' habitat recently. In fact, for the Worldwide Fund for Nature, they estimate that there are only 22,000 to 31,000 polar bears left in the world.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Wow. Are there different colors of polar bears, or are they all white?
Different colors. They can be like, some can be like gray and white and stuff. Yeah, there's gray.
Oh, that's neat. And
but
so,
I've never seen gray ones.
Yeah, I
they're
haven't
very
either.
Very rare.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So, are Tara, are polar bears friendly? Should kids go near them?
No, but some that are like, well, yes, no, but yeah.
And I'm going to ask you kind of an adult question, but I'm sure you can answer it in your own way. How do you feel about polar bears and other animals that are in the zoo in a cage?
I sort of feel bad for them because they don't have their home habitat anymore, like their real habitat. So they're sort of like close together and stuff and squeezed together and like they... And there's not a lot of space, and they're like, it's sort of like a jail, but like, it's for animals. But kids can come see them.
I agree with you. I'd like to go over to Drayla and ask her what her thoughts, how she feels. And do you know, Drayla, we can think differently and still be fine. So give your point of view. How do you feel about the animals being in cages?
Well, I feel really, really bad for them because if you think about it, what if they were us and we were locked up in cages? We wouldn't have enough room. We wouldn't have a lot of food. We couldn't go in the ocean if we were like animals that go in the ocean and stuff like that.
Yes. Again, I agree. Yes. So maybe do you think someday... there won't be cages for the animals, and I know there are nonprofit organizations that are working towards getting a lot of them back to their original habitat, but they have to be careful. And the other thing is that we've been conditioned, society has been conditioned to go to the zoo and see the animals. And a lot of the kids in the city especially may never see some of these animals. And so I'm going to ask Taylan, how do you feel about that? Should kids be able to see these animals even if they're in cages?
Yes, they should be able to see the animals. Because some animals are rare, and you can't really go into, like, where they live, like polar bears, probably fish. Maybe you can't go too far in the ocean, but you can kind of see them. And also birds.
So you think they should see them in person, if in a zoo or in their country, if they can go there?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so now I know, Taylin, you have a little more to share about the frogs.
Yes, she does.
Okay, go right ahead.
UV light can harm frogs. It harms them because the clouds do not block much UV light that can hurt the frogs. UV light can also harm the frogs by burning their skin, and they might get more or extra body parts. I mean, more or less body parts. They lose body parts or get more.
And it affects them.
Yes, it does.
Good. Does that complete your chapter?
Yes.
Very good. So now let's open it up because we have a little bit of time. Based on all the things that we talked about and certainly that you shared, each of you, is there anything else that's on your heart or mind that you'd like to share?
Yes.
This is Taylin, right?
No, this is Kara.
Okay.
I also do think polar bears should also be in the zoo because, you live where we live, and, there's another animal that lives in, like, Asia, and you can't really see it. You can only, like, learn about it. So if you go to the zoo, you can see that animal live in person. And sometimes if there's, like, I think it's llamas at a zoo. You can even feed the animals.
Mm-hmm. Yes. In fact, we have llamas in this area. We have a couple of llama farms right here in the town that we live in. Did you know that?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you seen them? Have you gone to the farm, like, when you were younger at school?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. Does either one of you other young ladies have something else you'd like to share?
Taylin does.
Okay.
So, I think that you should kind of go to, like, Asia where the koalas live, and you can help them Australia, and you can help them by rescuing them by wildfires and bring them to, like, close places like that. And also you can save other animals in the wildfire, like maybe different kinds of birds, kangaroos, and other animals.
You made a very good point, because when we were talking about the koalas, I didn't even recall, but the kangaroos that you mentioned, it's just as important, and a lot of those kangaroos have perished in the Australia fires. And so those are two very important animals in that country.
Yeah, I also have one last thing. Just like the Australia wildfires, there's also a lot of wildfires in California, which can hurt animals a lot because they have them. They're very common wildfires in California.
You're exactly right. Wow. I think we should put the three of you on the news on TV because you could help educate everyone that tunes in. Yes. So I can't say it's been a joy to have you all on. This is the first time that we've had the girls on the Kids for Love Project radio show. We have Taylan that is 8, Kara that is 9, and Drayla that is 11. And so for the last few minutes, I would like to share with the listeners that you three girls and your Kara's older sister, Gracelyn, sang the song Kids for Love. And Bob was right here producing it. So each take a turn. We'll start with Drayla. And share what it was like to sing a song, because you're not professional singers. So what was that like?
It was a little scary at the beginning, but once we really got into it, it wasn't that bad. And it was kind of fun, too.
Yes, and you thought you were going to be stars, correct?
Yeah.
Which you still can, because you never know, because it's heard worldwide. Yes. Yeah. And so, Kara, tell us, you know, what was your experience and your thoughts around the song?
Just what Drew said, I was sort of, like, nervous at the beginning, but at the end I was fine. But if you listen closely at the end, I said, "You're very ticklish, Peanut," to Taylan.
You're right. And Taylan?
I was scared, but at the end, my fear went away, and it was really fun. I also need to say that you can find it on CD Baby. I forgot the other thing.
iTunes.
You can get it. iTunes. Also YouTube.
Yes. Very good. Thank you for sharing that. Well, I think we only have a couple minutes. Before we say goodbye, I wanted Bob's with us. Bob, did you have any questions or a thought for the girls?
Well, mostly I was curious how they're all doing.
We're doing great.
Great. The song came out so good.
Okay. All right. Well, again, I want to thank all of you for coming on the show. Everyone that's listening and going
thank
to
you.
Listen to it next week or next month or next year is really going to have fun while they get educated on what each and every one of you shared. So I thank you for that. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I love each of you, a bushel and a peck and a hug around the neck.
And I want to say how wonderful it was to work with all of you talented young ladies.
Yes.
Wonderful. All right, everyone. Until the next time we come together for Kids for Love Project, have fun and think about what you can do to change the world, because each and every one of us can. And let's pull everyone together as one big unified human race and celebrate the differences and the uniqueness of each and every one of us. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. Remember to help save the earth.
Thank you for that.
One friend, one action at a time. Borneo elephant.
I'm going to save the white lion.
I'm going to save the Hector dolphin.
I'm going to save the swift fox.
I'm going to save the olive ridley turtle.
I'm going to save the pigtailed linger monkey.
Kids for love, share what we have. Kids for love, we can make a difference. We are gonna change the world one friend, one action at a time. We are gonna change the world one friend, one action at a time.
Until the next time, Kids for Love Project challenges everyone to create a way of serving others in need. Whether it's a nonprofit or helping kids in your neighborhood, we can all make a difference. The gift received in giving of self heals everyone and everything on the planet. Let's unite and build a universal circle of kids, all making a difference for a brighter world. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others. To learn more, go to our Kids for Love Project Facebook page.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.